In the name of our resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus tells us today that our God is not a God of the dead, but a God of the living. Without a doubt, the Sadducees who came to Jesus that day were convinced that they were the living. After all, they were the trained theologians of their day. They were the chief priests. And along with the Pharisees, they had all the answers. Every theological question of the day came to them. They were the Council of Presidents and the CTCR of the first century. They were the professors and the teachers of the church. These Sadducees didn't look at the preaching schedule for the temple for the week and decide whether or not they were going to come to the temple. They would be there. But they didn't attend out of any sense of virtue or duty to God. They were simply compelled to do their priestly duties. And the Pharisees weren't much different. Only they were compelled by the law of their own pride and their own self-righteous good works. Both the Pharisees and the Sadducees said to themselves, "We have Abraham as our father." To which John the Baptist replies, "Do not think to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Yes, these sons of Abraham had all the answers, and they set out that day to prove to Jesus that they were smarter than he. But they neither knew the scriptures nor the power of God. The Sadducees were in truth dead, just as their God was also dead. They had placed their trust in a God of their own making, in an idol of their own works. But unlike the Pharisees, the religion of the Sadducees even led them to deny the resurrection of the dead. And so they came to Jesus with a question about the resurrection. They attempted to flatter him, even as they attempted to trap him in the words and the law of Moses. But this new Moses predates the old. It is he who breathed the words, the very words which the Sadducees tried to use against him. And Jesus answered them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him." But these words fell on dead ears, and dead ears hear nothing. Truly, the Sadducees were as dead as stones, as dead as the Gentiles, who knew not the true and living God. They were not aware that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. So what of your ears? Are they better than the Sadducees? Do you think that you have all the answers? Do you think that because you're here in this place, in this chapel, at this seminary, that you're someone special? Do you believe perhaps that by your position that you're a cut above the rest of the church? Does God prefer to raise up a dead stone instead of you? Careful, lest you simply be sons of Abraham and not sons of the resurrection. Are you dead or are you alive? For this Jesus, whom the Sadducees tested that day with questions about marriage and the resurrection, so angered the Sadducees that they killed him on a cross. And there he died for their sins and for yours. And 3 days later, he showed the whole world that he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. He proclaimed the resurrection to all of creation by rising from the dead. And so I tell you, you are dead. And yet, you live. You have already died. But being sons of the resurrection means that you are not dead like the Sadducees. You have been drowned in the waters of baptism. You died to sin and have been raised again to eternal life. Your sins were nailed with you, with your Lord, to his cross. You died, but in dying, you live. You are one who has died with Christ on his cross and have been raised again to a new and eternal life with him in his resurrection. The God who made Abraham and Isaac and Jacob live, the one who gave them life, gives you life. The God who sustains the great fathers unto everlasting life sustains you. The God who breathed life into the nostrils of Adam breathes life into you. He pours life into you by pouring his blood over you in the waters of your baptism, washing you with his blood in the waters of immortality, bringing you forth to a newness of life in him. He breathes life into you by pouring out his life blood for you and pouring it over you and into you at the altar. At the font and the altar, God opens the heavens and joins us to his body, to the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our head, so that we may partake of every blessing that is found in his incarnation. That his death, his resurrection, his ascension becomes our own. Therefore, we are adopted as sons and daughters of the Father. We are his children. He makes us alive as he makes us sons of the resurrection. In our funeral liturgy, we begin with the words of St. Paul that in our baptism we have died with Christ. We were with him in the waters of his death, and we were raised with him to new life that never ends. We are alive in Christ, and therefore we have the hope of the living, and our hope rests in him who said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." So are you dead or alive? You're alive. Christ is your life, for he is not a God of the dead, but a God of the living. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.